You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
On the Nearly Pod.
That's spelt
NILIPod.com.
I'm Nia and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv and I put the Lee into Nearly. And don't forget you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes. And this week it's our mini podcast with the final part of our awesome Dan and Phil calendar competition, so keep listening out for that. It's coming up soon. Coming up on this episode, Big Bag of Random.
It's big, it's a bag, and it's all very random.
Good news.
We've trawled through the newspapers and picked out some good stories with the feel-good factor.
And some more Brooklyn Beckham news.
And Brooks has yet made the headlines when he kicked something.
I hope it wasn't a puppy. Find out later on the show. But first, what's happened with you this week?
I've been looking in the GQ magazine so that I could talk about their Best Dressed Men Awards for 2016. Eddie Redmayne is number one. Nick Grimshaw is number two and Sam Smith is number three. But what really surprised me was that David Beckham is number four, because last year he was number 46. And then number eight is his son, Romeo. There was no mention of Brooklyn Beckham whatsoever. That can't be right.
And it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, isn't it? Expecting any cards, Nia? Is romance in the air?
No, I'm going to be single forever.
Oh my god. Last year,
yeah,
for Valentine's Day, I was like sitting down with my friends and having lunch, like you do. And then, so like, the bell had gone, and some people could like stay inside in the hall, and then some people like go outside, and like loads of people were walking past, and somebody dropped this like little note in between my legs. So I picked it up, and it was like written on our link book paper, and it was like, oh yeah, Olivia, come to this place, like, it's break time. And I was like, no. Anyway, so in the end, my friends had gone there, and they were like, they went there, and then there was like a group of boys, and they must have been expecting me to go there. I wouldn't have gone anyway, because I knew it was stupid, because nobody would ever ask me. So they, yeah, and then they came back, and they was like, oh yeah, there's a group of boys there, and we were just like, yeah.
What, did you ever find out who it was?
No.
Oh,
I didn't really want to know, to be honest. It was probably one of the gross boys.
The gross boys.
Anyway.
Over the past few weeks, people have been sending in voice messages through the website. We love getting these messages, so keep sending them in. You just click on the big orange button.
And we got so many that it was difficult to play them all out, because it would have taken up pretty much the whole episode.
So, we had a great idea to edit together all the best bits with some funky music to make a song.
These are all real messages, and for anyone who sent them in, thanks so much.
We've actually made a YouTube video to this song, and we'll list everyone who actually told us the name. Quite a lot were anonymous, funny enough.
Yes, funny that.
What should we call it then, Liv?
The Nearly Pod rap sounds terrible. How about the voice message mashup?
Pressed it 15 seconds ago.
That's recording.
Hi guys.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Oh! I got like £10.
Well done for a really successful YouTube channel.
Okay.
Mr. Randall.
Mr. Randall, yes.
I think I'll be uploading a video soon.
Okay.
I'm Danny from Covalent, and you can splice my jeans anytime. Danny from Covalent.
I don't really like it, it's too cold actually.
I'm gonna rip your liver out, bite, and put it back in again if you don't do your homework. Work.
This is obviously me. You are the first person to subscribe. Spread the word about my channel.
Hey, you know me, it's Samara Coleman. Just wanted to say, Nearly Pod, I hope I said that right. Newly pod. I was hoping I could get some more subscribers. Newly pod.
Hi, I'm Lily Rose from MMAL Squad, and I really like your channel. I've subscribed to yours.
It's Beauty In The Now or Anne Marie. We were talking a while ago. I just want to say you guys are really good at what you do. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Just keep being you. Stay beautiful.
Hello.
Oi, oi, it's me, Harry Styles.
Your AWE.
Hello.
SOME.
Hello.
You're awesome, awesome. Totally. You girls are incredible. You're so bright and clever and creative. And I loved watching your YouTube video. Be blessed. Bye bye.
Okay. My name is Ryan. I joke, my name is King Yong Lee.
Da 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 da. Ding, bros are done.
Do you want to interview me or do I speak like this?
Ding, bros are done. Ding, bros are done.
I just speak forever.
Hi guys.
Ding, bros are done. Ding, bros are done.
I'm Danny from Covalent. Danny from Covalent.
Ding, bros are done. Ding, bros are done.
I will stop subscribing to your channel. I really promise that. And yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bah. I'm meant to be at school, but I'm at home. I'm chilling. And I just realised it's a bah. Come on.
Cut the sugar.
And thank you so much, Neely Pod. Thank you. You guys are such great people.
Come on.
Cut the sugar.
Just thank you so much. You guys are such amazing people.
Come on.
Cut the sugar.
It comes from the ground. Sound as a pound.
Hey, Neely Pod. You have the best channel.
That Halloween video was probably the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hello? Mr. Randall. Mr. Randall, yeah.
What the f*** you say?
So do you have any news?
No, just school. School's stressful.
Now we're stressed out.
I just like, if I'm stressed, I just kind of take a break and just listen to music and that. Just like, because if I get really stressed, I literally go into like full panic mode and I can't really do anything because my brain just doesn't work. So like, I just kind of try to calm down and like listen to music and stuff.
That's
how I cope with stress.
I don't really know what's happened with me this week, really. Probably not going to get any Valentine's cards.
No, me either.
Probably going to be single forever on Valentine's Day. Like, my favourite type of Valentine's cards are, like, the banned ones, do you know what I mean? Like, the internet ones.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious, I love them.
I scream, you scream, but it's not because we're terrified.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then it's, like, Josh Dad, and it's, like, drums aren't the only things that I want to bang tonight. That's my favourite one, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then there was a Patrick Stump one, but I can't remember what it said.
Yeah, there's also another
Wait,
one.
Wait, I think it's on my... Right, that's going to annoy me. I have to find it on my camera.
Come on.
Give me back my phone. No. Ow!
I'm not going to give it back. Big bag of oh my god.
So, should we play a round of the big bag of random then, Liv?
Go for it, Nia!
Big bag of random!
Okay, we have 5 minutes to discuss the topics and answer any of the questions inside, and they're all pretty random.
Okay, can I put it in the middle?
Yes. Right, let's go.
It's one of the, I want to get one of ours that we've done. Okay. favourite meme?
The tag yourself meme. Actually, what's no, that? I'm kind of bored of that now. I like the what if a dog wore pants?
Yeah, same. I kind of like the one when it's like blue, green, red, yellow, pink. Pink does da la 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 la. Blue does likes memes, has no friends.
Yeah, that's the tag yourself meme.
Is it? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I guess I like the if dog wore pants. I really like the tag yourself meme though.
I got bored of it now because I see it like everywhere and everybody's done it.
True that. True that shizzle.
Is live funny? Yes or yes?
No.
Yes.
No. Fan or kick the sticks or the Fantastic Foursome?
The Fantastic Foursome, mate.
Fantastic Foursome for the win.
Because they are great.
They are great.
iPhone or BlackBerry / Nokia / Samsung? iPhone.
iPhone.
For the win.
I think I had a Nokia before. It wasn't that bad, but I much prefer iPhones.
Yeah, iPhones are a lot easier to use and stuff.
I think they're better.
And they're a lot faster.
Is Zoella pretty or fake? Pretty. She's not
she
fake.
She wears way too much makeup.
No, she doesn't.
Like, if you've seen her face without makeup, she's got, like, the dark under her circles and the zits, which is normal. But then, like, with makeup, she has, like, a plastic face.
No, she doesn't.
I don't really like Zoella, to be honest. Everyone's going to hate on me for that, but I don't care. What was the worst movie you've ever seen?
The first thing that came to my mind was Nativity 3.
Yeah.
It was
is it bad that the first thing that came to my mind was the B movie?
Oh my god, yes. No, but doesn't the B movie like promote bestiality?
What's bestiality?
People having sex with animals.
Wait, did the lady and the bee get together in the end?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We need to watch it. Do you remember when we were around the house and then we watched it?
Yeah, the bee movie used to be like my favourite though. Is that bad?
Yes. What's your most memorable birthday? Oh my gosh.
My 7th, because my birthday is on the 7th of May. So my 7th birthday was my favourite because I was like, it's the 7th of May and it's my 7th birthday, I'm just 7.
Aww.
And also, I was
2007. But my brother was born in 2000 and he's born on the 20th of May. So when he's 20, it'll be the 20th. He'll be 20 on the 20th of 2020. Spooky. Anyway, but I think I can't remember which birthday it was. It's either my 8th birthday, because I literally remember waking up going, I ate, because I thought it was funny, because I ate food. And then my mum was like, oh, Nia, you're so stupid. And then I got really upset, because my mum was like, oh, you're so stupid. But then, I also remember when I was little, I woke up and I went downstairs and there was like a wall of presents or something and they all had like pink sparkly wrapping paper. I don't know if that was a dream or if that was real. I can't remember, but I can't remember.
Baby or BBY?
Baby. No, I don't know. BBY.
I use BBY on the internet, but like
yeah.
In real life.
In real life I don't go BBY.
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 You're my
BBY. I have
no more.
No, one more. I will get another one then.
No more.
Right.
I'm not answering it.
Okay, it's one more.
I'm not answering it. That's cheating.
No, it isn't. Sexy Housie or Sexy Melanie?
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Ew.
Sexy Housie or Sexy Melanie? Both. Don't make me choose between my children.
So, in the world.
Hello, child. Did you have a good week?
No.
Come to me with all your problems. I have dogs.
I have dogs. That's how I'm going to, like, introduce myself to people now.
I have dogs.
Come to me with your problems. I have dogs. My dogs will help you. Oh my god. I made friends with a cat and it was black and it had green eyes, and that's the type of cat I want.
Oh.
See, I know how we got from that to that. See, I have a brain. That doesn't seem like it though. Honestly, I don't have a brain.
That got sad. Anyway, like this video and comment stuff and subscribe to our channel.
Comment what you would say for like those each ones.
Yeah, like maybe answer. Should we choose one for them to answer?
Answer. Is live funny, yes or yes? Answer that.
Oh! No. Comment.
Ow!
Comment.
Ow!
Comment your favourite meme.
No, comment, is live funny, yes or yes?
Comment either your favourite meme or if live is funny, yes or yes.
Comment this. I do love a bit of good news, and I'm really in the mood for some. What have you got for this week, Nia? Any good stories? Has Mary Berry been up to anything naughty again in a bake-off tent?
Lots of nice stories, Liv. And Mez Bez has been boozing her way into the papers this week. She does like a drink, old Mary. Seems to be going right for the BBC's revamped Top Gear show. At last, Chris Evans has just announced that his new Petrolhead co-host will be none other than Matt LeBlanc, who is best known from playing Joey on Friends. Hey, how you doing, Matt?
David Beckham.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. A job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. So when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.
Right, yeah,
that's great.
David Beckham has announced that he's going to be much stricter with his daughter Harper when she's old enough to start dating boys. She's only 4 years old though, David. There's plenty of time before all that boyfriend nonsense comes along.
Lovely Cockney Barrow boy Joe Swash and sexy Essex girl Stacey Solomon have been secretly dating for 3 months. They are being called King and Queen of the Jungle as they're both winners on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Katie Price has been criticised for getting her baby daughter Bunny's ears pierced because she's only 17 months old. What do we think about this then? I think it's like...
it's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather have got my ears pierced when I was little because my ears aren't pierced. And I'm like worrying about how much it's going to hurt, and I'd much rather have got my ears pierced when I was little, but my mum was all like...
I got my ears pierced when I was 5.
My mum won't let me get my ears pierced until I'm 15.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, lol, no, 14, please.
Yeah, I've always had my ears pierced.
It's really annoying though, because I really, really want to get my ears pierced. Like, you have no idea, I literally...
It doesn't hurt at all. When I'm like, going to sixth form, I'm going to get my nose pierced.
Are you?
Oh, the new Zoolander film has got, Benedict Cumberbatch.
What?!
Read your part.
Okay. Trying to save money, an 18-year-old boy called Jordan Cox saved himself just under £10 on his £50 train fare from Sheffield to Essex because he found it was actually cheaper to fly there via Berlin and Germany. It did take him roughly 10 hours longer, though, to make his point.
So, those boffin scientists have been at it again. They said they're really worried that robots will rise up one day and take over the world. we think perhaps you're getting a bit muddled up with the Terminator movie, and Arnold Schwarzenegger would sort them out anyway. I don't know how to pronounce
it. Isn't it Schwarzenegger?
I don't know. Schwarzenegger.
Everyone knows that Mary Berry is never happily with... Mary Berry is never happy unless she's got Sonic. Otherwise she has extreme depression.
Oh my god. I don't know after you said that. I don't like you anymore, stop it. I'm joking, if you ask, but like she has extreme depression.
Okay, right.
Gotta keep that in.
Everyone knows that Mary Berry is never happy. My eyes just like did the weird rolly thing and I was like,
Right, Colin, just read your thing. Stop.
Okay, right. Everyone knows that Mary Berry is never happier than when she's got a gin and tonic in her hand. Can you keep that in?
Stop.
Everyone knows that Mary Berry is never happier than when she's got a gin and tonic in her hand, apparently. This week, on her BBC Two cooking programme, she tasted some garlic beer, and let's just say, it didn't go down very well with Mez Bears. It wasn't like the Titanic. Sounds revolting. Didn't go down very well like the Titanic.
Pensioners living...
What?
Just the name. Nobody else is laughing but you right now.
Ah, crazy pensioners.
Shut up. Let me read my thing. Pensioners living near Stroud have armed themselves with water pistols and super soaker guns because they are fed up with being attacked by some very, very angry swans. To be honest, same.
Apparently, same. Like, the swans are, like, attacking, driving past cars, they're, like, hissing, going... And all that stuff.
Yeah, but isn't that like disrespecting the Queen's animal?
Yeah.
Can you go to jail for that? Just like by shooting a swan with a water pistol.
Oh, and talking about crazy pensioners, we've mentioned recently that the Queen's animals is having a huge party for 10,000 people and charging £150 per guest. Well, she's given a party planning contract to her grandson, Princess Anne's son. So keep it in the family, Mom. Good idea.
Got any Brooklyn Beckham news then, Nia? Put the jingle on.
Brooklyn Beckham has been spotted out and about in North London wearing a trademark white hoodie top and a pair of black skinny jeans and his trademark Adidas cap, of course.
And the big news story that made the newspaper headlines when Brooklyn kicked his coin into the air, showing off his outstanding soccer skills.
He was wearing a rucksack on his back. And if you're like us and wondering what's inside his bag, then check out Brooklyn's Instagram, because he's posted a picture of all of its contents. It's in black and white, of course, because he says, sometimes colour is all too real. Inspirational much.
Also, his Instagram account is an amazing video showing Brooklyn kicking a football into a basketball hoop from very long far away. What? That doesn't make sense.
From a very long way away.
Nice work,
Brooklyn Beckham! And now it is time for our weekly chocolate giveaway, and it's the final part of our Dan and Phil calendar competition.
Yes, that's right, we're giving it away for free!
Yeah! To be eligible, first you need to subscribe to us on the YouTubes and then collect the code words from our podcast, no, from our four podcasts, the last three podcasts and this one, then just rearrange the words to form a sentence.
And when you've got the sentence sorted, email us with the answer and we'll randomly pick a winner on the next week's show.
So, the final fourth code word for Fan Week number 4 is...
Wee.
That's
wee.
Not like as in P, but like W-E. Like me and Liv, wee.
Don't forget to sub to our YouTube channel, email us your answers, and listen to next week's podcast. It could be you that wins. Thanking you.
Hello. You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Next week.
I heard that the other day, apparently, happiness experts have revealed what the secret of happiness is. If you're wondering, it's as simple as choosing to be happy, ditching your grand plans, living in the moment and binning your bucket lists. Do you agree, or is this nonsense?
Time for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed our 17th podcast. And that's quite a few podcasts.
That's
and also email and tell us if you're lonely on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because we will get you, because we are lonely. Well,
we can be the loners. The loners. Yeah. The loner squad.
Aye.
Aye.
Because we can all be lonely on Valentine's Day. Yes. I know I will be.
Here is our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Neely Pod.
We're sorry if we've offended you, and if we have, get over it and don't take things so seriously. There are no terms and conditions that would be ridiculous.
And that's the end of our disclaimer for this week. Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye!
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.